Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Dr. Psych Mom Show. Today, I'm going to be talking about the fact that, of course, women are sad when their sex drives go down. And I think I did do a podcast about this, but it seemed like I got many questions where men, after some video, said, oh no, they don't care. And I was like, what? Like, there's like a $1 trillion youth and aging like industry based on the fact that women want to be and act and seem younger, as do men. And so did it just, you know, evade consciousness that women are going to, of course, feel upset when they don't feel young anymore. So anyway, we will get to that just as soon as I tell you to subscribe. Most recent subscriber episode was on how not to track your wife's ovulation like some sort of dystopian novel where she is your sex robot, because it just ain't gonna work. At least it won't work well for the emotional component of your marriage. And there's over 155 other subscriber episodes for only $8.99. What a steal. All right. So anyway, of course women are upset when their sex drives go down, guys. What? Like, especially if you were a high libido woman. If you're a low libido woman, then you never really had a sex drive, or if you're asexual, or if you had a bad trauma history and you hate having any sort of, you know, I reread The Giver with my son, Stirrings, you know, that is a dystopian novel. And, you know, they talk about sexual desire as stirrings, and they try to get rid of it with a pill that also makes you happy, which is basically then Zoloft, you know, but gets rid of sex drive and it makes you happy. So it's interesting, right? When like Brave New World has Soma, like all these dystopian novels from years ago basically predicted SSRIs. And if SSRIs work for you, that's cool. Like, I wish they worked for me, but they don't. But point being that obviously women want to feel their stirrings and their drive, and you want to feel young and exciting and sexy. Sure, everybody does. There's like entire industries. I mean, if you go to the gynecologist's office, which of course as a man you may not, they have things like literally advertised where you could stick a needle into your G-spot and inject it with stem cells or something so that you could have a better orgasm. I mean, there's all sorts of shit that's marketed. I'm sure that most of it, you know, is maybe not worth it. But as, you know, all these creams and you know, cellulite reducing creams and firming agents, and there's all sorts of shit. I mean, everything, wrinkle cream, like, you know, you can make individual decisions about which of these things you want to try. But there are so many of them advertised because people want to stay young, active, sexy, vibrant, etc. So when men say that their wife just doesn't care, women are in my office all the time begging me for some sort of like magic panacea, like some mantra, some sort of like hypnosis, some sort of thing they could tell themselves to have a higher libido again. It just doesn't work like that. It just doesn't work like that. So what women do is they try to make peace with something that is a naturally occurring change of stage. They don't look 20 anymore. So they're not going to feel 20 anymore. But that takes a lot of grief and sadness to get there, right? So for a woman that used to have multiple orgasms and she was so, you know, like felt so sexual and so alive and so vibrant, and then she has sex and she knows about responsive desire, even if she can't articulate it, she has sex with her husband and it just doesn't feel the same. That's what it's like to age. You just don't feel the same. Your brain doesn't work as fast. I have a whole podcast on what does aging feel like for women. But obviously men tell me much the same thing. They're tired. They don't do the same at the gym as they used to. You know, like they can't like go, they can't have sex 3 times in a night like they used to. As they get older, men say they can't even have sex every day. you know, without help, you know, without Viagra or something like that. And most people don't want to take Viagra every day as there's side effects to everything, you know. So the point is that if a woman had a healthy sex drive at any point, then of course she notices. Well, we'll get to that in a second. Some women, all right, let me just start with that. Some women, if they have very, very low self-awareness and they don't like to think about sex at all, you know, and the marriage isn't good, then they blame their lack of drive on their husband, right? But if women are happily married and they enjoy sex and they're kind of self-aware, people that don't have, you know, pretty bad mental problems, you know? So basically what I'm trying to say is that if a woman is, you know, somebody who has a personality disorder, like borderline personality or narcissistic personality, they find it very difficult to introspect and they like to blame other people for things. Not like to, but that's how they were raised, and they were trained to think of themselves always as a victim and never as a cause of anything. Those women, who are very few women, but, you know, they are there in the world, though they're the same ones who do shit tests, as I talked about in my podcast on shit tests. So women who are fairly extreme in terms of not being self-aware, they will blame their entire loss of drive on their husband without seeing the main effect of time, age, monogamy, etc. But that isn't most women. Most women want to feel like they used to feel. They want to have a sexy weekend away and feel the same as they did on a sexy weekend away when they were 25 or even 35. They just don't anymore. And often for women, it takes a change in your menstrual cycle to make you understand that the hormones are totally different in your body. So before that, you may in fact blame your boring marriage or whatever, whatever. But then when you start to like skip a period or like your periods start to get like really different or lighter or heavier or whatever, because all sorts of changes happen before in the lead up to menopause, which is called perimenopause. And I talk about it a lot. You know, at that point, you know, and sometimes your hair starts thinning. Everybody's hair thins over time. But once you start to see certain things, then women are like, oh, I'm just getting older. So like all these changes happen when you get older. And it's upsetting. Of course it's upsetting. Aging is upsetting. The main deep work that I do with many clients is accepting their own mortality. Men actually struggle more than women do with this often because they don't have something like periods changing, or they didn't have pregnancy, nursing, getting your period, like these discrete changes where like you're not in charge of your own body. So men have always felt in charge of their own body. Sometimes the first time they feel that they're not is when they start to experience erectile dysfunction, or when their sexual performance in general, or when they just physically can't do the things that they used to physically be able to do, like run a, you know, 10-minute mile or whatever the thing is. Or when they start, like, you know, seeing the younger men do a lot better than them at, like, a sport or, you know, whatever. Point being, everybody reckons with aging. And everybody struggles with a diminished physical capacity. And women and sex are no different. But they're scared to say it often to their husbands. Because then their husbands say what these, you know, a lot of these very angry men say on the internet, which is, well, then why doesn't the woman just do something about it? Why don't you just do something about it? Like, why don't you just do something about it so that you live forever? You know, I mean, what do you mean? Why don't you just do something about it so that you still look 20 when you're 40 or you look 40 when you're 60? There's nothing to do about it, you know? I mean, of course, some people respond well to hormonal replacement therapy, you know, that's for sure. This still doesn't make you feel 20 years younger. It still doesn't. And of course, many people have side effects of these things. They don't like to take them. Remember, when your biochemistry is complicated, as somebody commented on one of my Facebook things, because he's a biochemist, and he said, biochemistry is complicated. And it's true. People do these things. It's just like when men take testosterone, they start to be more aggressive, right? So like everything, there's no free lunch, as I talk about all the time. But for the people that hormonal replacement therapy works for, it's awesome. For people who, you know, losing some weight and working out more works for, it's awesome. But what it doesn't do is it doesn't reverse time, you know? So you still have to, at some point, make peace with the fact that you are aging. So when women are in the period where they are still sad and grieving and noticing that they do not respond the same way sexually, you know, then they're scared to say it to their husbands, even, and it's something important that we talk about in couples counseling, because the man, if the man thinks she doesn't care, then that's like insult to injury. And so it's pretty much with a healthy man, again, a man who does not suffer from a personality disorder issue, somebody who is not very, very angry, etc., a healthy, loving guy, he will actually feel better even if they don't have any more sex if he knows that it bothers her. It's like having somebody that goes away for 3 weeks on a business trip. If they say, I miss you, or they don't say, I miss you, that's two different experiences. They're away for 3 weeks either way. But if it bothers them, then you're going to feel closer to them than if it doesn't bother them. So, you know, if a woman cares, and they all care, almost all women care, unless, again, they had very bad experiences with sex, are super low libido or asexual, you know, had a trauma history. Like, there are some women that are glad to kind of be done with ever feeling the stirrings. But that's nowhere near a majority. That's a super minority. Most women look back at their older, at their younger sexual selves with a lot of nostalgia for their prime. I just had a podcast about this, nostalgia for your prime and how it impacts people. And being somebody who could, you know, have sex like so many times in a day and was like, you know, very sensitive to touch and all of these things, that's looked back at nicely, you know? I mean, and sure, that would be great to be able to stay like that, you know, if that could just stay somehow, but it can because you're aging, you're getting older. And there's nothing that stops people from getting older. And by the way, parents, so when adult children of narcissistic parents come in, that's a main thing that they're complaining about. It's like my parents still act like they're like 20 or 40 years younger. They never pass the torch over to me. They're not like comfortable with being a grandparent. It's like they still want to be the parent. They still want to be the one that's in their prime making all the decisions. They don't understand that I'm an adult. They're still acting like they are the adult. I'm the child. And really, I am now the adult with my own children. They don't defer to me. It's like they still always have to be young and in their prime and so important, you know? So you want to kind of steer clear of that idea that somehow there would be a way to at least be a parent and not age. How not? If you don't age, they can't age, you know? And that's why I have a post, why are the kids allowed to grow up but not your wife? Because a lot of men are super repulsed with good reason when their wives try to keep the kids younger than their developmental age, but then they don't understand that things that they say indicate to their wives that they want to keep the wife younger than her biological age. So there's nothing in the world that's going to make a postmenopausal woman feel like a premenopausal woman or a young woman. There's just not. Hopefully. I mean, because like if there was something that could reverse all the wisdom that you should have acquired by like 50 and make you into somebody who was 20, you know, there's a lot of bad effects of that too. So there's no like thing that nothing really occurs in a vacuum. And again, yes, hormonal replacement therapy can help a lot of women, but it does not make them X amount of decades younger. It just doesn't. Nothing does. And nothing makes men, that amount of decades younger. They go on testosterone. They think they look like a 20-year-old guy. No. They look like a, 50-year-old guy with a strange amount of muscle tone. You know, that's what they look like. And that's what it looks like to a young person, you know. And it may look more attractive than if they didn't have it, but it still doesn't make them into a young person. Sometimes I say to people, do you remember going to the club or the bar? If you saw a 40-year-old person, oh my God, you thought you were looking at a dinosaur. It was like, oh, who's that old person? And now it's like you think that somehow 40 is young. It's not young. You know, it isn't young. And especially if you have kids, as a psychologist, it's like super important. You know, for me, when I'm working with people to process like the effect of parents who could never kind of mature, there's actually a book I recommend often, Adult Children of Emotionally Immature Parents. So women, they're trying to grow. They're trying to evolve. Of course, it's sad that they don't have their sex drive. But on the other hand, you know, they do still want to grow, turn into like a mother of older children, a grandmother one day. This is the grandmother hypothesis of evolution, is why women live longer than men, so that they could help with grandchildren. But of course, they're still sad. If they could have their cake and eat it too, and be wise and have all of the wisdom of your years and be calmer. By the way, as your hormones go down, you also get calmer. Just like you know, when the guys go on testosterone, they get more aggressive. When you're children, it's a lot of you have teenage children, right? They get crazy because their hormones activate. So at the other end of life, when the hormones start to recede, people get calmer. They mellow with age. In fact, I don't know why we're talking about borderline so much today, but with borderline personality, research shows that over time, people actually improve with age, with borderline personality, particularly in the impulsive symptoms and the moodiness, because you're just aging, you're just mellowing, you're calming down. So there's a lot of positive effects of aging and not having the hormones. But at first, that change certainly feels pretty terrible because you miss it. You miss being that person. Women may not miss the crying jags and your mood all over the place and feeling like super anxious about stuff and people pleasing and all that kind of stuff. That they really may not miss. But if there was a way to have hormones that gave you a sex drive without all of that, then that would be awesome, sure. So if you want to be in the kind of relationship where you and your wife can speak reasonably about these things and she could share things like that, then make sure not to be the kind of guy that's like, oh yeah, okay, cool. So you miss your sex drive. So here's what we're going to do. I write about responsive desires. So we're going to make time to have sex every single day. And what I'm going to do is I'm also going to make a couple appointments for you with various hormone clinics. And then on top of that, we're going to get onto this exercise regimen. Somebody told me about Huberman husbands, so that would be kind of like what that is, you know, but for the sexual sphere, which I'm sure there's some stuff about that too. I know nothing about that. I just read one article about it because somebody told me about this term, but it means like a guy who's obsessed with like health and optimization and whatever, whatever. But the point being, if you want to be able to have a discussion, then you have to talk about it from all angles. There's benefits of aging. There's drawbacks of aging. It's going to happen no matter whether we're happy about it or not, you know. And of course, as I say in every time, and God knows I have enough podcasts about this specifically, I'm in no way saying that sexless marriages should be happening then. Like, most people age and still have sex. 66% of marriages of people 50 and older still have sex, you know. That was an AARP survey that I read recently. Point being that, of course, you can still have sex. You could still be intimate. It's not going to look the same. The guy doesn't get as hard and the woman has her own issues, you know. And for some, hormones can help, you know, not for everybody. Everybody's, you know, has their own journey with that. And everybody responds to any medication or hormone differently. Just ask, you know, women who have been on birth control if they respond to hormones, if everybody responds the same way. Some women think birth control is awesome. Some women think that birth control was super bad for their mood and their sex drive. And that's just one version of how hormones are used. You know, so there's no panacea that works exactly the same in every human being in any area. Some people on SSRIs, for example, their drive is fine. They still have orgasms. Some people are on SSRIs and it's like there's no feeling between their legs. Everybody is different. If you're a more sensitive person, you tend to be more sensitive to side effects. But of course, people should try whatever they want to try when talking to their medical provider. I, again, am not a medical provider. I'm a PhD, clinical psychologist. But the point is, nothing turns back the hands of time. And so this is sad for people. And if they are close to each other, then they can process how they each feel about aging. And often for men, it is easier on them, even with the same exact amount of sex, which again, should be sex should exist, you know, not going to be like it was when you were in your 20s, but people figure things out. I have so many posts about this. Sex needs to evolve when you're older, how to diversify your sex portfolio for long-term success and shit like that. and my point being, if you can have these conversations and be open with each other about them, then you're going to have a healthier marriage overall because you're empathizing with the true lived experience of each other, which is really never, almost never, unless your wife is extremely sex averse, it is almost never that she's just cool with, you know, not being able to orgasm as easy anymore. That's just whatever. No biggie. Doesn't get wet anymore. Whatever. Who cares? Break out the lube. I don't give a shit. You know, it just isn't like that. People miss how they used to be, just like how you miss being able to bench press whatever you used to be able to bench press. All right, I think I've beat this horse to death, but it is an important topic. So I hope you enjoyed it and got something out of it. Please do subscribe, join my Facebook group also, and I'll talk to y'all soon. Have a great day, guys.